Just want to think in a little recap where we were last week. The Lord is my shepherd is really where we went last week, looking in essence at who is the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The person, his identity, the Lord. And actually, there's so much in there. Warren Wiersbe says, the names of God in the Old Testament reflect the contents of the psalm. And as you work your way through the psalm, you figure the Lord and all the different names, Jehovah, all the different names, Jehovah Jireh, I shall not want. We'll get there in a minute. The God who provides. But we thought last week, the Lord is my shepherd. Thought the Lord is my shepherd. He is present. This is not the Lord will be your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. There's an immediacy to this relationship. Again, well, let's just go there. The Lord is my shepherd. Is it personal to you? Whenever you read Psalm 23, is it yours? The Lord is my shepherd. Or the Lord is a shepherd. Or the Lord is the shepherd. Is the Lord my shepherd? That there's an intimacy in that relationship that you have with him. And then the practice. The Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? So in this relationship, what is the practice of the shepherd? What is his involvement in your life? The Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? And where we're going today, and as we'll work through the psalm in the next 4 weeks following, well, he says, if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. You shall not be in want. Thinking, happy days. Long wheelbase Land Rover with roof rack and ladder. Here we come. Is that what it means? You get whatever you want? Absolutely not. Let's unpack it a little bit. And let's think first of all about the condition of the world. Okay, pop quiz for you. I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, and I want it now. Oh. Who was that? John Rocker, eh? By Queen, Freddie Mercury and Queen. I want it all, I want it all, and I want it now. If you're looking at something on Amazon, and you're having a wee troll in Amazon, the next time you're on Amazon, what pops up? Okay, is there a little phrase? People who bought this might also like, thinking, oh, reel you in. We live in a world, the condition of our world. I want it all and I want it now. Social media has made everything immediate. Streaming TV. No, actually, you're going to have to wait a whole 7 days for the next episode. Is this the world that we've created? Is this the world that we're living in? The condition of our world, we want it now, has to be bigger, faster, better, prettier, thinner, newer, happier. Well, if all those things are in place, sorry, then happier comes. You know, because you're worth it. L'Oreal. But is this the world we live in? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Solomon, the writer to the Ecclesiastes, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. Everything was meaningless. It was a chasing after the wind. It was empty. You couldn't grasp it. But hey, I want it all and I want it now. If it's bigger, faster, better, prettier, thinner, newer, then I'll be happier. That's not true. But it's the condition of the world. You will know maybe the quote from J.D. Rockefeller when he was asked how much money is enough. And he answered, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And I read recently in my devotions, J.D. Rockefeller's accountant was asked after he had passed away, how much did he leave behind? And the accountant replied, all of it. All of it. As Adrian would say to me, there's no tow bar in a hearse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is about provision, not prosperity. Is about enough and not excess. It's about the God who supplies our needs and not our greeds. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's think about the provision of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not be in want. And as even just, folks, I don't know for David, and maybe we just read so much into it, but when you read that little phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I shall not be. I shall not be is a promise. Is it not a promise? There is confidence in those words. Bible scholar Tony Horsfall says this, the main thought is that the sheep will not lack for proper care and attention. There will be no deficiency in the way the shepherd looks after the sheep. Let me read you that again, because this is the good shepherd. This is your shepherd. If you're in church this morning and can say the Lord is my shepherd, the main thought is that the sheep will not lack for proper care and attention, and there will be no deficiency in the way the shepherd looks after the sheep. I shall not be is a promise. But I shall not be in want is about God's provision for us. Again, reiterating provision, not prosperity, enough and not excess. But I shall not be in want. Where I shall not be talks about a confidence. The provision I shall not be in want talks about a contentment. Somebody has once said, what you have in your shepherd is greater than what you don't have in life. What you have in your shepherd is greater than what you don't have in life. Folks, are you trusting the provision of the shepherd today? I shall not be in want. Both promise and provision. Let's take it one step further. Contentment that comes from the shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the quiet waters. I am told, I understand, that sheep cannot sleep or rest unless they feel safe and secure, and it's only then that they're satisfied. So sheep can't sleep or rest unless everything is just right in their care for them. And that's why the shepherd who leads them and the shepherd who guides them, it's just so important that that rest and that restoration, which we'll come to next week or the week after, it comes whenever we're following the shepherd and we feel safe and secure in him. That is where satisfaction, where contentment comes. But he makes me lie down in green pastures, a place of abundance. Karen and I were up in north of Inishowen, northwest Inishowen, just for a couple of days there at the end of the week. And just driving around, we actually stopped in at Mallon Church I don't have any pictures for you, but just beside Mallon Church, and stopped just to visit a grave of somebody from the congregation just that passed away last year, and just wanted to pay my respects. And in the field beside Mallon Church, there was just this flock of sheep and a whole pile of wee lambs with their mummies. And it was just beautiful. But the land was just lush green. And if it wasn't, the farmer would be moving them to another field. Because the good shepherd, well, he wants us to lie down in green pastures. I'm told for the Eastern shepherd, when it came into the summer season, and where they'd been wintering had become barren and kind of just the feed wasn't there. When the shepherd led you into the hills, led the sheep into the hills, it was to find the green pastures, to find the lush meadows where again the sheep would be satisfied, where there would be an abundance. It's a picture of provision and plenty. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And who says this? Well, as again May read from John 10, but in John 6, the one who said, I am the good shepherd in John 10, and I am the gate for the sheep in John 10, and John 6 said, I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me will never be hungry. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd who leads us to lie down in green pastures. And again, he makes me lie down. Actually, some of the wee sheep, some of the wee lambs, just on Thursday past, were just lying by their mummies in the field. Or just lying. Chilled. There is a trust, there is a contentment. The contentment that comes from trusting the shepherd. From the one who not only leads us to plenty, but who is our plenty. For he is the bread of life. And if we come to him, we're told we will never go hungry spiritually. But he leads me not just in abundance, but he leads me to peace. He leads me beside the quiet waters. And again from reading, sheep drinking from still water, not from fast flowing water, where they can get into trouble and where there's danger. And again, sheep being foolish, silly animals will just walk headlong into danger. And so the shepherd wants to take them to a place where he leads us beside the quiet waters, where there is a stillness and where there's a peace, where there is no danger. Isaiah 55, as we read earlier, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Jesus in John 4, with the woman at the well, says, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. The water I give will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. He leads me by the quiet waters. He wants to take us to a place of peace. Again, thinking J.D. Rockefeller and whoever else, this is not material, but there is emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. He leads me by the quiet waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures, a place of abundance and peace. Look, it's not about stuff. It's not about stuff. It's about our spiritual health. I love in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6, it just says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Paul also writes in Philippians 4, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Have we folks found contentment in the Good Shepherd, the one who leads us, makes us lie down in green pastures, who leads us beside the quiet waters as we follow him, and that we find provision from the shepherd and we find contentment in the shepherd. Or are we sitting in church this morning, and I know we're in church this morning, but maybe Freddie Mercury still has a wee call on us, because I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, and I want it now. To rest in the shepherd's care. To know that contentment of heart, of peace in his presence. Max Licato in his little book said this: what will you gain with contentment? You may gain your marriage. You may gain precious hours with your children. You actually may gain your self-respect. You may gain joy. You may gain the faith to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. For you this morning, can you sing, as we will in a moment, Good Shepherd, for all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the quiet waters.